February 8th through the 14th. Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 12 through 13. Joseph Smith History, Chapter 1, Verses 66 through 75. Upon you, my fellow servants. Just as the Holy Ghost enlightened the minds of Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery concerning the Scriptures, He can inspire you as you prayerfully study Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 12 through 13, and Joseph Smith History, Chapter 1, Verses 66 through 75. Invite sharing. One way to encourage sharing is to ask class members how they study the Scriptures. What did they do to find insights in the Scriptures this week? Teach the doctrine. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 13. The Aaronic Priesthood was restored by John the Baptist. One way to discuss the truths in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 13. Would be for class members to talk about how this section might help youth better understand the Aaronic Priesthood. What does Section 13 teach about the Aaronic Priesthood that young men and young women should understand? To give everyone an opportunity to participate, you could ask class members to discuss this question in pairs and then share what they learned from each other with the class. This week's outline in Come Follow Me for Individuals and Families suggests resources that could help explain some of the phrases in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 13. You could ask class members to share what they learned from studying these resources. To prompt a discussion about the keys mentioned in this section, you could display a set of keys and invite class members to talk about what keys allow us to do. The explanation by Sister Ruth and Elder Dale G. Renland in additional resources could also help. What blessings do the keys of the Aaronic Priesthood give us access to? How would our lives be different without these blessings? Part of the beauty of the restored gospel is that it engages us in the same work as the men and women in the Scriptures, building the kingdom of God on earth. This makes us, in a sense, fellow servants with them. What does it mean to be a fellow servant in the Lord's work? Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17, Luke chapter 1, verses 13 through 17, and chapter 3, verses 2 through 20 can help class members better understand the work John the Baptist did. Joseph Smith History, chapter 1, verses 66 through 75. Ordinances give us access to God's power. To give class members a chance to testify to each other about the blessings that come from receiving priesthood ordinances, you could invite them to review Joseph Smith History, Chapter 1, Verses 66 through 75, including the note to verse 71, looking for blessings Joseph and Oliver received after their baptism and priesthood ordination. How do ordinances provide spiritual power? Class members could then share their own experiences when they have felt the power of God that comes from receiving priesthood ordinances such as baptism, the sacrament, or temple ordinances. You might also show the video Blessings of the Priesthood, see churchofjesuschrist.org, as part of the discussion. Class members may benefit from creating a chart that shows blessings that come from the ordinances of the priesthood. For example, you could write on the board the headings Ordinances and Blessings. Class members could search scriptures like the following to fill out the chart. John chapter 14, verse 26. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verses 19 through 22. Section 131, verses 1 through 4. And Joseph Smith History, chapter 1, verses 73 through 74. They could also include other blessings they have received because of these ordinances. Perhaps they could share experiences when they felt that the ordinances they received brought the Savior's power into their lives. Additional resources. What are priesthood keys? Elder Dale G. Renland and his wife Ruth offered this explanation about priesthood keys, quote, "The term priesthood keys is used in two different ways. The first refers to a specific right or privilege conferred upon all who receive the Aaronic or Melchizedek priesthood. For instance, Aaronic priesthood holders receive the keys of the ministering of angels and the keys of the preparatory gospel of repentance and of baptism by immersion for the remission of sins. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 13, verse 1, section 84, verses 26 through 27. Melchizedek priesthood holders received the key of the mysteries of the kingdom, the key of the knowledge of God, and the keys of all the spiritual blessings of the church. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verse 19, and section 107, verse 18. The second way the term priesthood keys is used refers to leadership. Priesthood leaders receive additional priesthood keys, the right to preside over an organizational division of the church or a quorum. In this regard, priesthood keys are the authority and power to direct, lead, and govern in the church. End quote. See the Melchizedek Priesthood, Understanding the Doctrine, Living the Principles, 2018, page 26. Improving our teaching. Bear your testimony often. Quote, your simple, sincere witness of spiritual truth can have a powerful influence on those you teach. It need not be eloquent or lengthy. End quote. From Teaching of the Savior's Way, page 11. Consider sharing your personal witness of the Aaronic priesthood as you discuss Doctrine and Covenants, section 13.